So here we are, two of the most masculine men on the internet talking teddy bears again. So let's do this thing.
In a world where you only have trailers and posters to judge a movie, Jim and Ted strike out to answer the age-old question, will you see it?
Teddy bears are hot.
Yeah, so how are you this week, Ted?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. So yeah. So what do we have tonight?
Tonight we have another stuffed bear, a little more famous than even Paddington, but we'll see how good we think this teaser trailer is. And then a couple other movies.
Yeah, what is it? Isle of Dogs? And then you wanted to cover, what, Dinosaur Protection League or something?
The Dinosaur Protection Program.
Or Dinosaur Protection Program. There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to make sure our reincarnated dinosaur from DNA, they don't go back extinct. We got to make sure they stick around.
Yes, the island is going to have an explosion. What is it called? An eruption.
Oh, volcanic eruption. Yeah.
That's right. A volcanic eruption.
Well, before we get into dinosaurs, let's talk teddy bears.
Yes.
And get to Christopher Robin. So looks like a kid movie. I should say a kid movie, maybe a family movie.
As recently as last year, we had Goodbye, Christopher Robin, which was a Fox Searchlight film that came out.
Yeah, and that was more about the authorship of the book, right?
Right. That was the journey of A.M. Milne and his PTSD from being in the war and then writing these books with his nephew or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very close in timing, you know. Like, there's a lot of Winnie the Pooh stories coming around. And then early this year, as we know, we were covering Paddington 2, which turned out to be one of the best tracked movies of the year. I think Black Panther and Paddington 2 have like the highest Rotten Tomato ratings of any movies in 2018.
Well, yeah, Black Panther, certainly.
So this movie, I think, has a lot to live up to. Winnie the Pooh's a loved character. They have a great cast. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, so with Goodbye, Christopher Robin, and now Christopher Robin, I mean, is this peak Pooh? You know, we've had, what, peak Dwayne Johnson and peak, what, it's Michael
peak
Shannon.
Michaels, yeah.
Yeah, Michaels, and now it's peak Pooh. So my thoughts. Yeah, I mean, it looks cute, you know? I mean, and I think Jim Cummings' voice sounds so much like Sterling Holloway's iconic Winnie the Pooh voice. I mean, I don't know how they kind of get it there, you know? But, I mean, it sounds great. Kind of gives me a few, like, the beginning reminds me a little bit of A Christmas Carol. And, like, his boss talking about, well, let me back up. Christopher Robin, who is played by Ewan McGregor, he says, these people need good jobs. And the boss is kind of like, yeah, you should do whatever you want for this company or whatever you need to do for this company.
Yeah.
So he's kind of has that Ebenezer Scrooge flair to him character. I like the lighting. I like that like, silver effect. I'm not sure if I'm sure there's a technical name for it, but it's like that silver effect, like, kind of muted color. It's not really black and white. Obviously, there's color in there, but it kind of plays into that tone a little bit. The music sets a nice tone as he's coming. He's trying to figure out, like, oh my God, I'm losing my job and my family just left. But the music has that upbeat rhythm to it right before he reunites with Pooh. So it kind of has that tone of hope as he's walking into that garden before he meets Pooh. So, you know, I thought that, like, the musical score for the trailer. So I think, yeah, so far it's pretty cool trailer. I like it. How about you?
I like it. I'm excited to see the movie, I think. Jim Cummings actually has been doing Pooh and Tigger's voice for a really long time. So I think we checked the liners, and he's not doing Tigger's voice in this movie. So I'm interested to see how they work around that.
Right.
But to me, I feel like there's been a lot of these movies recently, though, with this movie, with Paddington, and even not so much peak Winnie the Pooh. It's just peak nostalgia, you know? Mary Poppins Returns is coming soon, and that teaser trailer dropped as well. So even though I'm excited about the actors and the voice actors and everything about this, I just feel like I can't get excited about seeing this movie. But I was, the thing that about this teaser trailer, because it's clearly says teaser trailer all over it, it really felt like a proper teaser trailer. So I was railing on Mortal Engines, you know, when that teaser trailer came out.
Oh, it was awful.
And even last week when they were calling the Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, when they were calling that a teaser trailer, it felt like a full-blown trailer one or first official trailer.
That completely felt full.
Yeah, this feels like a teaser trailer, and I thought it'd be nice to kind of define what I thought makes up a teaser trailer. I think I've done it a little bit online. But it's light on exposition of the main overall arching plot of the story, but it does include the inciting incident, which is him being told he can't go with his family. So he kind of conjures up his bear from his childhood. And it gives you a taste of the CGI or the graphics that we're going to see throughout this thing. So I think the Mary Poppins Returns teaser trailer and this teaser trailer are true teaser trailers that give you the sense, the taste, everything about the movie, and try to excite you to want to see more trailers for this property. Of the three Disney movies that we've talked about, these two are definitely teaser trailers. I don't know. I feel like this time and place has been gone to a lot. And, you know, last week, there's a dual thing with Ready Player One where it's in the future, but it's referencing the recent past, the 80s and the 90s. So I like that time frame rather than this time. This time frame just feels like we've gone here too many times, and I don't know whether I'm excited to see it. I mean, to me, Saving Mr. Banks was great. I love that movie. And it's, you know, that I don't know how you're going to top that. So if this is trying to go towards Saving Mr. Banks, then we'll see. Oh, and the big joke that everybody's saying is this is like a Ted sequel or something, you know?
Yeah.
Grown man talking to a bear.
Right. Yeah. And I was thinking, too, about this. It's going to be, or I think the audience is going to be grandparents and grandkids, mm-hmm. because the grandkids never did anything with Winnie the Pooh as far as, you know, 5, 6, 8 year olds and stuff, because he's kind of new to them. And that's right in their wheelhouse. And then grandparents today were probably kids when Winnie the Pooh was first out with the original Disney stuff, where the people in the middle, you know, maybe like me and you and some people maybe a little bit older, a little bit younger, Winnie the Pooh's not so much of our childhood. I don't know, maybe it's a grandparent-grandchild movie. The one thing I didn't really care for, and maybe we just haven't seen enough of it and they haven't really refined it, is I don't like the way Pooh looks.
Oh, really?
And I don't like the way his mouth moves when he talks. It seems just too, like, stiff or something. You know, like, there's not enough reaction. There's not enough expression in his face. It's just, like, as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, man, he's very stiff and very, like, old school puppet. Not necessarily, and maybe that's what they're going for, but not necessarily CG. Like, I think we've come so used to seeing, you know?
So, yeah, and I mean, we don't know if